Chapter 5, Chinese Acupressure, Eye Exercises, and Qigong. Acupressure. Acupressure is an ancient healing art that uses the fingers to press key acupuncture nodes on the surface of the skin to help stimulate the body's natural self-curative abilities. When these points are stimulated, they release muscular tension and promote the circulation of qi and blood to aid healing. Acupuncture and acupressure use the same points, but acupuncture employs needles, while acupressure uses the gentle but firm pressure of hands and even feet. Acupressure continues to be the most effective method for self-treatment of tension-related ailments by using the power and sensitivity of the human hand. Acupressure is safe to do on yourself and others, and the only equipment needed is your own two hands. You can practice acupressure therapy anytime, anywhere. The print edition of this book includes a diagram of acupressure points around the eyes. These points have specific functions and can be used to increase circulation and blood flow to the eyes. Points can be stimulated via finger pressure, massage, microcurrent, essential oil application, etc. Chinese exercises for healthy eyes. The Chinese eye massage. Massage the bony rims around the eyes with the thumbs, while the index finger is anchored at the forehead. Do both sides at the same time. This exercise is highly beneficial for stimulating qi and blood flow to the eyes. Near-far focus. Near-far focus improves flexibility of the entire eye structure. Hold your thumb 6 inches from your nose. Focus on your thumb. Take one deep breath and exhale slowly. Then focus on an object about 10 feet away. Take another deep breath and slowly exhale. Repeat back and forth 15 times. Scanning. Scanning increases flexibility of your eye muscles. Sitting or standing at one end of a room, let your eyes scan around the edges of things in the room: clock, television, doors, lights, computers, etc. The object of this exercise is to keep your eyes moving in a loose and fluid way. Do this exercise for 2 minutes and continue to breathe naturally. Neck rolls. Neck rolls relax your neck, shoulders, head, and face muscles. Relax your neck and shoulders. Take a deep breath and close your eyes. While exhaling, slowly drop your chin to your chest. As you inhale, slowly roll your head around to the left a few times, exhaling once you reach half rotation. Then, roll your head to the right a few times, keeping your shoulders still and relaxed. Make your movements slow and deliberate. Chinese Qigong and Healthy Living. A brief history of Qigong. Qigong is one of the earliest systems of self-healing ever recorded. History explains how an Indian Buddhist named Bodhidharma or Da Mo brought meditation techniques to China in the 5th century AD. These Qigong exercises were intended to boost the health of the weak and ill priests of the Shaolin monasteries. The priests found that the exercises and meditations greatly helped to increase overall health and physical strength. They integrated these exercises into their martial arts practices and found them to increase the effectiveness of their techniques. There are many forms of Qigong practice in the world today. There is Buddhist meditation Qigong for cultivating spirituality or eliminating karma with the goal of a better next life. There is Qigong for general health maintenance or Daoyin exercises. Martial arts Qigong has been developed over the centuries for cultivating precision, power, and strength. Medical Qigong comes out of Taoist philosophy and says that the body must be maintained and kept healthy so that one may live a long and happy life. What is Qigong? The word Qigong is a combination of two Chinese words, Qi, meaning vital energy or life force, and Kung, meaning cultivation or achievement. Together, the characters for Qigong imply the cultivation of vital energy. The name actually refers to the self-training method or the process by which Qi, vital energy, and Yi, intention and mind, are cultivated through adjustment of body posture, breathing, and mentality to achieve an optimal state of both mind and body. Qigong has been in existence for millennia and has evolved into thousands of different forms in China. In general, these forms can be divided into five major disciplines or traditions: Confucian, Buddhist, Taoist, medical, and martial arts. Each has its own specific training and practice, as well as different methods and forms to achieve specific purposes. Most Qigong practice involves a combination of various elements, such as relaxation, breathwork, guided imagery, slow dynamic movement, tranquil state, mindfulness meditation, and mind-body integration. Qigong practice can help induce relaxation and balance between the body, mind, and spirit. Relaxation and balance are regarded as the basic components of good health. Although most Qigong practice carries some health benefits, not all Qigong was created for the purpose of health or healing. Medical Qigong refers to those Qigong methods used by medical practitioners to diagnose, control, and prevent illness. Only medical Qigong takes treating illness or curing disease as its primary objective, and Taoist Qigong takes body health as one of its priorities. According to traditional Chinese medicine, good health is the result of a free-flowing, well-balanced qi, energy system, while sickness, pain, or physical disorders are the result of qi and blood congestion or yin-yang imbalance. All TCM therapies, such as herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, and qigong, are based on this perspective. Most qigong practitioners credit qigong meditation with improving their daily life in many ways, including a relaxed and harmonious state of mind and body, a noticeable reduction in prior ailments, and a reduction in feelings of tension, an increased resistance to illness, improved immune function, a heightened sensitivity to the body's internal organs, along with a perceived ability to regulate one's own health and vitality. Yin-Yang Theory and Qigong. The theory of yin and yang is the core of traditional Chinese culture. There are two different ways to understand yin and yang. The most familiar explanation is that yin and yang are two complementary or opposing forces. In the human body, the major organs are paired according to yin and yang. Yang has to do with function and movement, and yin provides structure. What we can see is yang, and what we cannot see is yin. The material world is yang. The intangible world is yin. The yin world is a relatively new field in modern science that calls for greater exploration. Quantum physics provides one of the best models for understanding this notion of the non-material world. Concerning the human body, the physical body is yang. The spirit, or soul, is yin. The soul is beyond the three-dimensional world. In this context, a person's soul can be regarded as mind, spirit, thought, and consciousness. As we discussed earlier, the soul is connected to the heart. Whether you consider yourself materialistic or idealistic, everybody has a soul. Soul has three distinguished characteristics. It is the extension of the five human senses, which cannot be quantified or perceived by modern science and technology. At least, not yet. It works at a speed faster than light. Thought or conscious activity needs no time to process. As soon as you think of something, the manifestation is instantaneous. The soul is not bound by the three-dimensional world, and can transcend all barriers of time and space. Therefore, the soul is not something we are familiar with in the three-dimensional world, so this becomes difficult to believe or conceptualize. According to Qi Kung yin-yang theory, it is the yin sphere or yin world. Quantum physics poses this world as the domain of pure potentiality. Elements of yin, the physical body, and yang, the soul and spirit, do exist, and need to exist in balance in order to maintain health and good vision. We need to respect and nourish our creative needs. Everyone has ability for some form of creativity that may be expressed as art, music, dance, martial arts, writing, gardening, exercise, etc. No matter what creative outlet you choose, the health benefits of balancing a healthy body with a healthy soul are immeasurable.